It's 27 past six. James Carlton, good morning. What do those newspapers say?
Well, on the market news, some more gains building on yesterday's results. The FTSE up 125 points, 2.2% in London. The Dow still trading, but up 93 points so far. More modest rise. That's about 0.8%. The papers, well, there are new taser guidelines in WA. The West Australian has them. Police now can't taser people in WA for merely a pushing and shoving, but rather there has to be an intent to prevent actual injury or bodily harm. But the union's concerned about the new rules, saying they're confusing for police, and in that they could potentially leave police at risk of injury because of delay. The Adelaide Advertiser, meanwhile, we have a survey that suggests the national broadband network will transform the way business operates, allowing staff to work from home with flexible hours, and the headline, Home Work. But the Australian not so keen. Watchdog urges Gillard to reject NBN's monopoly plan. This is the competition regulator, according to the Australian, punching a hole in the business case for the NBN by urging the government to reject a proposal to extend its monopoly. The Liberals, meanwhile, divided over industrial relations reform in the Australian. Abbott and Robb at odds, says the headline. The Brisbane Courier-Mail, we have errors in public hospitals being hidden from Queenslanders under a secret health department scheme. Well, more precisely, being hidden from the Courier-Mail, because that's how the paper got the story. The Courier-Mail pursued information relating to emergency department deaths, but, as the headline says, access denied. The Melbourne Herald-Sun, 0.02, a new blood alcohol limit of 0.02 is being considered among a collection of radical ideas to cut the road toll. This is the road safety 10-year strategy story that Fran had yesterday on the program. The Canberra Times, meanwhile, we have capital lashed to a standstill. An early summer rainstorm brought Canberra to a sodden and sudden halt yesterday after a deluge, about 60 millimetres, closed the airport. We have in the Hobart Mercury, drug ring mum jailed. A pregnant mother of four has been jailed for running a Hobart methamphetamine ring in which she used her own mother as a dealer. And Fran, that is the papers this morning.
Thanks very much, James. It's news time now, 6:30.